news that come through of the brokenness of a community and of an area which touched Nehemiah's heart. And no doubt as we ourselves listen to news that we hear today, news of a major charity where there has been abuse of power, inappropriate action, we no doubt are affected and impacted by what we see around us, the brokenness, the pain and the hurt. And maybe in our own lives and in our own families we come across circumstances and situations where again there is the awareness of the brokenness of the world which God had initially created to be absolutely perfect, now marred and spoilt by the rebellion against his perfect plan. And as we look at that brokenness, like Nehemiah, maybe it impacts us so much, and that there is a tendency where we begin to ask the question, as we saw right at the outset on that first clip, where is the God who cares? Where is the God who is concerned? Where is the God who has made this covenant of love with us? Where is the God who has said that he would be there to reveal himself? Yet this covenant God was a God who came to experience the brokenness for himself, left the majesty and glory of heaven and came to earth and walked amongst a community where there was the evidence of brokenness all around. A God who was to reach out to one caught in adultery and bring her into a place of relief and release. To reach out to those who were entrapped by the enemy and under the power of the enemy's influence, and to bring them into a place of freedom and liberty. One who was to go to the broken as a result of the physical conditions in which they were experiencing, the deaf, the lame, the blind, those who had leprosy, would speak to them and touch them and embrace them and hold them and heal them. And so for Nehemiah, in the brokenness that he heard about, he came to the God who cared. And we find that a number of things took place. The first is this, that he came to the covenant caring God with his burden. And he began to place the burden before God. Simon, in fact, earlier on picked up words that I felt also God wanted to emphasize this evening to some. The words that are found in Matthew 11. Jesus speaking to those who are burdened, "Come to me. Come to me, all you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and put it on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I will give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light." And if you are carrying a burden this evening, the covenant caring God wants you to know that that burden can be lifted from your life. Does not mean that the circumstances in which you find yourself or the burden that is there itself will necessarily change or be removed. But what will happen is that he will come alongside you, and he will begin to take the load that you carry, and he will begin to hold that load in his eternal arms and enable you to know that in the midst of all that you feel burdened by, there is one who cares for you and is sharing the load and carrying the load and enable you to live in the lightness of the experience as he releases you from the burden under which you are at this point, feeling so exhausted. See, Nehemiah knew he couldn't carry the burden himself. He couldn't bring about a change to the circumstances, the situation, or the brokenness that he saw or heard about. But he knew that there was a covenant caring God who was interested and who was prepared to carry the burden and lift it from his life. And having come with that burden, then we find that caring God is a God who is a God that we can believe is faithful. Faithful to his promises. And what Nehemiah does in his prayer, he says, God, I who believe in your care, and I who believe that you carry burdens, want to also state that you are faithful to the promises that you've given. And I want to remind you of the promises. I want to remind you of what you've said. I want to remind you of what you've declared. You, God, although you have brought us into this place of devastation, yet you are a God who's a God of restoration and renewal. And I want you, God, to just once again move in power, fulfilling the promises that you've given. And some of you need to remind yourself of the promises you've received. You need to remind yourself of the promises you've received, rooted in the knowledge that God is faithful to those promises. And those promises are not promises that have in some way expired, or in some way gone by the best by date. They are promises that are as relevant and as real as they have ever been, and they are rooted in his faithfulness, and he knows the right time, he knows the right moment, he knows the opportunity when it will be that he will release the fulfillment of the promises to you, because the covenant caring God is a God who's always faithful to his promise. Always faithful to his promise. And you can depend on him. You can depend on him. People break their promises. Father never does. People fail and let us down. Father never does. You need to come as Nehemiah came and say, there is a God who cares. And I believe that he is faithful. But in believing that he is faithful, it then enables you to know that he who is faithful can build from the ruins of what is there at that time. And as Nehemiah looked at the ruins, as he went and visited the site, as he walked around it and saw all the brokenness and all the evidence of the devastation, yet there came into his heart and into his life a sense of there can be something built from this that will honor God and give God glory and will be a declaration to the testimony of the God who cares. And this evening, some of you need to know the Father is in the process of building something fresh and something amazing and something vibrant out of the ruins of your circumstances, of your life, of your past, of the issues that at times seem to somehow just crowd in upon you and cause you to feel that there is no hope. Yet God wants you to know that he is the supernatural God who moves in supernatural powers to bring about his honor and his glory even in the time of devastation and ruin. Some of you need to look from the past and begin to look to the future. For the enemy will seek to try to hold you in the past, to leave you in a place where you live under the condemnation of the past, where that you hear the accusation of the words of the past, where everything regarding the past seems to be something that you feel that you can never escape from. And Father wants you to know the past has gone and he is now building something for the future. And that you need to turn your eyes away from what was in the past and begin to look to the God of the God who's the future. The God who is able to do more than you could imagine. The God who is building something out of the ruins that will bring honor and glory to him. He is constructing something out of those devastating circumstances, out of those devastating experiences. He's constructing something that will be a testimony to his glory and to his honor and to his power. A testimony to the fact that he is the covenant caring God, who cares about you. He understands what you're in and what you've gone through and what you've faced and what you've experienced. There is nothing hidden from him. He does not in any sense look at your life, and as he looks at your life, pretend that what has been there is not there. But as he looks at your life and he sees the pain and the things of the past, the failures, the disappointments, the hurt, the brokenness, as he looks at that, he recognizes that out of that he is in the business of constructing something that will be awesome and amazing, that will carry you into the future of seeing your life transformed. You see, a thief on a cross initially looked at his past, but then as he looked at the Christ, he saw his future. And in the past, it was a past of criminal act, but in the future it was, remember me when you come into your kingdom. In the past it was separation from God, but in the future it was the words, today you will be with me in paradise. Do not think the brokenness of the past determines what God is going to accomplish in the future. Recognize that the brokenness of the past is being used to enable you to discover an amazing future as God builds something fresh in your life. And so it was for Nehemiah, that as he comes and as he begins to capture a sense of the covenant caring God who could build out of the devastation and out of the ruins, he says, God, I want you to bless what you are calling me to do and the service and the acts that you are leading me into, in order that I might work in partnership with you to see the building of what you are going to do. And you see, God gives us the amazing privilege of sharing in the building program. The amazing privilege of reaching out to the broken and to the hurting and to the devastated, and becoming his representatives that are able to go to them and share with them and spend time and life with them, and see that as we fulfill the service to which he is calling us, he will use us for channels in order that his glory and his power and his majesty might be revealed. And so he says to God, God, I want success. I want success. The world strives for success, but it strives for success in its own efforts, in its own ambitions, in what it sees it wants to accomplish. God is asking you and me to pray for success in seeing something built for his glory. To pray for success in the call and in the ministry and in the area in which he has led us. To pray that as we walk in step with him, so the outcome of that will be that there will be success, not for our elevation and not for our glory, but for his majesty and for his power. And Nehemiah was to know what it was to live in that place of success. As brick by brick, there began to be the construction of what God had determined was to be accomplished through Nehemiah's life, because he was the God who is the covenant caring God. Which brings us to the final thought. See, what Nehemiah discovered was that the covenant caring God brings hope where there's hopelessness. Brings life where there's death, brings something fresh out of ruins, brings something that reveals how much he cares. And in your circumstance, as you look at it, if there is a feeling that there is hopelessness there, be aware that there is a covenant caring God who is wanting to use that whole circumstance and situation to bring revelation of himself and to show that he is a God who cares. A God who says to us, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. If we listen to this song by Mercy Me, it's a song that has within it the tinge of hopelessness, yet has within it the declaration that it is well. And we are going to sing that amazing song which declares it is well. Even though Satan buffets, even though storms come, even though we're going through difficulties that at times seem as though we can never get through, the declaration can be, it is well with my soul.